We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with reference to ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, he has the best of names. We focused upon the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we will look at the attribute of Al-Majid, translated into English as the Noble One. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Buruj, which is Surah number 85, says in Ayah 15 as a continuation of Ayah 14, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدِ فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. And He, Allah, is the forgiving, the loving, the Lord of the Arsh, the glorious, the noble one. فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. He does whatever He wishes. The root word of this attribute is Majd. And Majd is a noun which means glory and honor. A human being may be said to be Majid if he is descended from parents known to have established a reputation of glory and honor. A Majid person is highly distinguished. He showers others with his favors. So theoretically, the attribute Al-Majid means absolute perfection and nobility. It is one who treats his abd, those who have voluntarily connected themselves to him, most graciously, most generously, manifesting his nobility to them through the light of his compassion. This quality of nobility is therefore an attribute of relation and action, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows infinite kindness towards his creation. He has, for instance, given human beings the possibility of actualizing noble character traits and conduct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, as Al-Majid, glorifies them for the character traits that they develop. The rewards are given for these, and sins are forgiven and hidden from others. Their rights are protected and their difficulties are solved. The means for their salvation are given to them. And all of these are the means by which human beings become glorified in creation. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us much more than we need, as well as the gift of good character and good conduct, enabling us to do good deeds. But if we are miserly in sharing that which we have received, He abandons us. If we are generous, He loves us and glorifies us for the character He has given, rewarding us by forgiving our sins and errors. He accepts our excuses. He prepares the causes for our peace and our happiness. Abu Dharr Ghifari, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, quotes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my ibad, O those who are connected to me, you're all sinners except those whom I have healed from sinning. Therefore seek my forgiveness so that I may forgive you by my might. Whoever amongst you comes to know that I am capable of forgiving and seeks my forgiveness, I shall forgive his sins and overlook them. O my abd, you are all to perish except those whom I guide. So seek my guidance so that I may guide you. You're all poor except those whom I enrich. Therefore ask me so that I may grant you sustenance. O my abd, if the first of you and the last, whatever is moist with you and whatever is dry, the living amongst you and the dead, should ever unanimously become as pious as the most pious human beings amongst my abd, it will not increase my domain as much as the wing of a mosquito. And if they all become as wretched as the worst amongst the worst, it will not decrease my domain as much as the wing of a mosquito. If the first of you and the last, The moist with you and the dry, the living and the dead were to ask me, it will not decrease what is with me in anything at all, just as any of you may pass by a seashore and immerse a needle therein, then take it out. This is so because I am Al-Majid. I do whatever I please. My giving is only a word. Whenever I desire something, I say to it, be, and it is. The attribute, therefore, psychoethically, instills in the heart a desire to treat others with forgiveness, with compassion and patience, to be able to speak kind words, to smile at them, to remove dissension from them. One who is Abdul Majid spends his or her wealth for the good of those who are needy, being humble and kind to the weak amongst them, treating all as though they were his own family members. In return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises and honors Abdul Majid, one who has applied Al-Majid to his nafs, giving him or her the strength to carry the responsibility of this honor. One who wishes for his concepts or his words to be understood by others as he means them to be understood, may recite this ism 465 times during the day and 465 times during the night. To be loved and respected, recite Al-Majid many times. It will even help one to understand the language of others.